Let's go to the United States now. And Harriet Alexander, the US correspondent with the Daily Telegraph, is standing by for us. And this is because there's been a series of huge or very large raids at food processing plants in the state of Mississippi. And around 680 undocumented migrants have been detained. This operation yesterday carried out by ICE, or the Immigration and Customs Enforcement people. And of course, part of President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Harriet, what can you tell us about how these raids unfolded?
Well, this is something that I say had been planned for quite a long time. It involved 600 ICE agents who had been flown in from all around the country. And they then went to these food processing plants and they basically ordered people away from their workstations. And they were, some of them were handcuffed and they were put onto buses and they were taken away. And this is notable because it is the largest single state roundup in American history. There have been previous large scale roundups. It's the largest one since 2006, when 1,200 people were rounded up. But it's notable because it is the biggest such roundup under President Donald Trump.
Much criticism, inevitably. The mayor of the city of Jackson has described these raids as dehumanizing and also ineffective. Also reports of children being separated from their parents.
Yes, and that has sparked quite a lot of anger here in the United States, because the videos are quite harrowing. You have these children who return home from school to find that their parents simply aren't there because they've been taken away by these ICE agents. The children were last night being taken by volunteers to sleep in some local gymnasiums and school halls. But it does seem a remarkable way of going about things, leaving these children just on their own.
Very briefly, because we're out of time, I'm afraid, Harriet, but coming so shortly after the hate crime in El Paso.
Yes, exactly. And that really did raise eyebrows. But I think, to be fair to ICE, they did say, look, this was planned a long time in advance. And the timing is unfortunate, but it certainly wasn't deliberate. And I think on that, we do actually have to take them at their word.
Harriet Alexander for us in Washington. Thank you.